Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good evening and welcome. And thank you once again for choosing us. Thank you once again for tuning in to this radio station, being Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. God Rob is my name, and you and I will be the best of companies until 10 o'clock. Is it 10 o'clock? My goodness. 8 o'clock this evening. Thank you once more for your loyalty. Thank you once more for telling others about this great radio station. And of course, for praying for us. We all know that we are in the midst of the third wave of COVID-19. We talked a lot about them, about it a couple of months ago, and we were actually expecting it to happen one way or the other. But here it is, and I believe that we'll come out of it victorious. Let's just continue to do what we have been doing, being responsible, and of course, avoid unnecessary gatherings, and again, sanitize, wear your mask in public space, etc., etc. I believe that that will come handy for us to be able to overcome COVID-19 pandemic. Now that I'm speaking to believers, I think it's of great importance that we get to fight this where it matters the most, in the spirit realm, by prayer and fasting if it comes to a push, because we all know that these wars are won in the spirit before they can be won in the flesh or in the physical. And of course, we are the army. We are not the physical army, but we are the spiritual army. So the world at large is actually hoping and trusting in us, even though they might not be saying that, verbalizing that. But one thing for sure is they're just praying and hoping and saying, who can pray for us? Who can help us get out of this mess that we find ourselves in? And this is the way we come in. You don't have to advertise that, but right at the convenience of your home, your house, you can simply go down on your knees and pray against this COVID-19 pandemic. And we don't know what else the enemy is planning to do, because the Bible tells us clearly here that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That is his job. So our job is to make sure that we become his adversary, much so that he is our adversary. So our adversary, we must become his adversary too, and just give him a taste of his medicine and make him, you know, feel what it feels like to have somebody who's standing in your way. So let's do it, people. We can do it because you're not alone. And of course, greater is he who is in us than he that is in this world. Well, it's that time again that we get to talk to somebody from the Global Business Roundtable. And tonight we have our guest that we had last week. That's Siyamthanda Qelushe. And of course, we are continuing with him on this whole issue of purpose-driven generation. Mr. Qelushe, molweni tata, kunjani?
molweni tata.
You didn't think that I can speak a little bit of closer, did you?
Ngiyabuwanyana.
Oh, what's up? Uyathetha kaloku. Ah, ndiyabulela.
When people ask me, Kiri, kitwa ko ramphahlele
selitini. Serious. Hayi akhoka mfundini. Hayi wena akhoka. But we are ama ke, eh?
Hayi yalikanyana, braga, yalikanyana.
This guy can spew. This guy can bulela. Yo, ay, 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 yeah, well done.
Kinaliwa khotsi abangata ba bulela.
Have you met Josie personally?
Yes. Yes, and even last weekend I was with him in Pulukwana. Another wedding of
you
our
know, friends. You also know Pulukwani. You are going places, man. You go, boy. My goodness. I haven't been to the Eastern Cape myself, eh? But tell
don't
you what,
worry.
I attended high school in Xhosa village. Yeah, that's where I attended my high school. But my Xhosa friend didn't want to talk Xhosa with me then.
On my side, I've done all 9 provinces. I just want to go to Thohoyandou now.
Like you're almost there. I mean, from Pulukwane, maybe about 300 kilometers away
from
you're almost there, Bragg. Well done.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the business of this evening, Baba. Last week, we know that we didn't really exhaust this this topic. You had a lot to share with us. That's why we gave you part 2.
Yes.
If you can quickly take us back to some of the things that we discussed on this whole issue of just a moment. This thing just went blank on me. Your purpose. Help me.
Purpose-driven generation.
Yeah, this thing just went blank on me. Okay, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. So, what is happening this week, I'm just going to add some few things just to anchor people, and then I will jump straight to the transformation that we wanted to talk about. Yes. Which one should I start with?
Just two highlights of the things that we talked about last week for those who might have missed it.
All right. No problem. To those that were not with us, we're speaking about Moses, and one of the key things that we specified is that purpose preserves you. So the reason that you still exist and you are surviving, it's not because you're careful more than others, you are a careful driver, you're better than others, you're clever or what, but it's because of the purpose that the Lord has bestowed in you. Because we said that when they placed Moses in the River Nile or in the bank of River Nile, there were a lot of things that could have affected the young boy, like colds or the animals that were in the water, but because of the purpose. So, which means we need to acknowledge that and operate in our full potential because we are surviving and preserved because God still has a purpose about us. Number two, we said that purpose teaches us because Moses in Egypt enjoyed life, you know, as one of the royal family. But in the distant desert of Midian, Moses finally had an opportunity to be a servant. And he did a good job. So which means that purpose teaches us. Sometimes it shifts us from higher places because the Lord sees that he might end up losing us. Because, you know, the Lord sometimes does not want to lose us. If he sees that this car is going to make you lose him or disconnect you from him, sometimes he takes the car. So, you know, he needed to work on the character of Moses so that he can have servanthood spirit. So that was the second thing. That if you're a purpose-driven generation, you need to have a good character, servanthood spirit. Be humble. Number three, we said that purpose guides us. So we don't just go, but we discern. Purpose guides us. It was not just a coincidence for Moses to go to Midian, but he was purpose and directed and purpose-driven. So those are some of the things that we touched on, yes, last week.
And yes. Tonight, what is that you have for us?
All right. Tonight, number one, tonight. Oh, please, listeners, I hope you've got something to write. Yes, number one is that the purpose has got a becoming effect. You know, Mr. Godfrey, in the book of John, chapter number 1, verses number 14, the Bible says that the Word became flesh. You know, I know that we've read that scripture many of the times, but every time when I read that scripture, you know, I see something that, okay, which means that the Word has got a becoming ability. So, which means that before the Word became flesh, there was a purpose hidden in the Word so that when it manifests, Christ can redeem humanity. So, which means that purpose have got a becoming effect. So, what do I mean by this? I mean that as long as you are in the purpose that God has designed, and purposed for you, there is nothing that can stop you. I don't care what matters were there at that particular time, but there was nothing that could have stopped the Word from transforming from being a Word to become flesh. So your transition from where you are to where God wants you to be, there's nothing at all that can stand between you and your predestined destination as long as you are in the right purpose. Because purpose has got an ability to become on itself. Nothing that can stop purpose, no background that can stop purpose, no lack of opportunities that can stop purpose. Purpose have got an own way of becoming, own way of attracting favor, own way of attracting people to support. You don't even need to converse sometimes. when you are in the line, when you are in line with the purpose of God. So I want to tell everyone that it is essential that you find your purpose, because you might ask yourself, why are you struggling so much? Where all to find out that you are operating outside the parameters of your purpose. Purpose have a becoming effect. If you want to become something great, find your purpose. If you want to become something that is of great importance and impactful for over generations and generations, you need to operate within the parameters of the purpose. So I'm challenging everyone, if you don't know it, find it. How to find it? We seek our purpose from God, because He's the purpose giver. Remember we said last week, we never create purpose, but we discover purpose. The reason why, Mr. Godfrey, that we have a lot of crisis today, people who are in places where they are not supposed to be, is because they are trying to create purpose wherever purpose is discovered. Others are in leadership positions that they are not supposed to be. That is why they can't serve people. They think that leadership is all about them, their families, and their stomachs, making themselves rich, because they don't know their value. They don't know the essence of their existence at those particular positions. Others are leaders. Instead of becoming leaders, they become abusers, you know, because they don't understand purpose. But those who understand purpose, they know that when you are in leadership, leadership is servanthood. So that's what I wanted to say, to point number one, that purpose have got a becoming effect. If you want to become, ensure that you are grounded in your purpose. How to be grounded in your purpose? You need to pray. You need to seek God. Number two, align yourself with right people. Last week I said no man is an island. We all need people. So which means your association might drive you towards a constructive, nor towards a destructive side. So choose friends wisely, choose acquaintances, choose people, choose mentors, you know, correctly. It's very, very, very much important. Number three, be obedient. Be obedient. If you are a purpose-driven generation, be obedient. All right. So, yeah, I was summing up point number one that says that a purpose have got a becoming effect. Number two, without a waste of any time, purpose is old and cannot be limited by age, but it is season or time sensitive. Let me repeat that. Purpose is old and cannot be limited by your age, but it is time, not season sensitive. What do I mean by this? Jeremiah chapter number 1:5-8. The Lord is speaking to Jeremiah that I've called you, I've set you apart. And Jeremiah has excuses, because we all have excuses as people, that I am young. But little did he know that purpose has got nothing to do with age. Purpose was there before he was even conceived in his mother's womb.
Yes, before we go to the next point, sorry to interrupt you there. What's the difference between how important is a purpose and one's career? Are they one and the same thing? Should my career be part of my purpose, or there is a purpose and there is a career? How do the two work?
All right. So it works in two ways. Sometimes a career is not aligned with your purpose. It's just a stream of your income. But sometimes your career can be aligned with your purpose. So what do I mean by this? Let me say that you are called to minister, maybe to be the minister of the gospel. But at school, maybe you started finances, you know. Yes. Your main line of calling, what God has purposed you to do, is for the advancement of the kingdom. But what you've studied is finance. So which means that you need to find a way now to operate in your purpose and as well be impactful in your line, in your stream where you are, which is your line of work now. But fortunately enough, there are people who are called, you know, and their careers are within the line of their purpose. But especially, maybe people are called for marketplace, people are called for business, because those things were there even in the olden days, you know. There's absolutely nothing new under the sun.
Thanks for clarifying that. Because of time, let's go to the next point that you had for us.
All right. The third point says purpose misalignment can cost generations. What do I mean by this? If Abraham was never obedient to the purpose of God, he was never going to be called father of nations. And on top of that, we were never going to be able to benefit from the things or from his obedience. So, which means that purpose-driven generation are not self-centered people. You always think about you and also think about other people, that if I don't do this, if I omit this, I'm affecting my generation, I'm affecting my family, I'm affecting my brothers. If I do this wrong and I disobey God, this can cost the rest of my family. So I challenge everyone that as a purpose-driven generation, your actions, they don't only affect you, but they can affect people that are close to you and the generation to come. Yes, that is the third point that I was actually bringing. Those are the only three things that I was bringing today. Mr.
Patrick. All right. We are talking about purpose-driven generation right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and we're with Mr. Siyamthanda Qaluse, and I hope you are learning a lot from this powerful message of purpose. And interestingly, it also tells us that our Creator is the one that is calling the shots as far as our lives are concerned. So he's the one that decides why we are here and what we need to do. That's I think that again brings the issue of you need to pray. You cannot run away from him if at all you want to be successful. Because sometimes you might be having money, but simply because you're not in within the parameters of your purpose, you end up not enjoying your money and not enjoying your life. How important is that for people to understand this, that you cannot really run away from your Creator because he's the one that holds the key to your success?
It's very much important, because even in the creation of all men, we all see the works of God without any assistance of man. So running away from God is like running away from life, because life is in him. Life is Christ, and Christ and God is the same. So which means that the only way we can live life simple is to ensure that we adhere to what God has called us to do. The only way we can live a peaceful life, a purposeful life, an impactful life, a life that will change lives, a life that will change generations, is for us to find our calling. And this is another thing that I want to highlight. When I was saying that purpose cannot be limited by age, but it is time sensitive, not season sensitive. Yes, you can never be too young for purpose, and you can never be too old for purpose. But at the same time, it is time bounded. Like Jonah, he was sent to Nineveh. He decided to go to Tarshish, and there were consequences for that. So I want to tell everyone that when opportunities present themselves, you don't let them pass by, because you don't know the other time when they will come. And it comes back to what you've mentioned, Mr. God, that we pray, because you can never have the spirit of discernment, of knowing times and understanding times, unless you pray, unless you seek the face of God. So missing seasons as a person might end up having bad consequences, because Jonah never thought that he would be in the belly of the fish. So a simple route might be long because of your disobedience, or because you have not seen what God has presented before you. So prayer is important, because prayer opens your valves of discernment. Prayer opens your valve to see things beyond what you see, so that you don't see the poverty in front of you, but you see what God has proclaimed, because we believe the word, and the word speaks things beyond our condition. Yes.
Baba, yeah, you have said a mouthful this evening. Thank you very much for availing yourself to us once again. And yes, do send a message of appreciation to our beloved brother there, Jose, for appointing you as one of the contributors to this program. You didn't disappoint at all. Tell him I said that.
I will definitely.
And of course, we have a Facebook page where people can be able to get to see you and visit you there. I haven't really had a chance to do that when you gave us your details last week. So tonight, I just have to see you there.
Definitely. My handle on Facebook is Siyamthanda Qaluse. I'm also on Instagram. You can also find me on YouTube. It's Siyamthanda Qaluse. Very simple. Just my name and my surname.
All right. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a wonderful time.
You too. That's Mr. Samtanda Kalusha right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Talking about the purpose-driven generation. Wow, he has said a mouthful.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.